producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Good morning. Kicking the week off. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming up second hour, this past week, there's a Verizon, the phone company, a long time ago started this fiber network they call Verizon Fios. And for a lot of people, that was, that's one way to get TV. You can get the fiber optic TV that way. I believe AT&T offers something called Uverse that is akin to that. On the Verizon Fios TV network, they had something called the Sportsman's Channel. And the other day, in a move that at first looked like it was going to be a restructuring move, they canceled the Sportsman's Channel. But then when everybody looked around and said, hey, look what's left, one of the channels that they have kept is Al Jazeera. So the question has to, for me, becomes, hey, what are they... They're taking away a message that was out there, you know, it's fun to go fishing, it's fun to go hunt, it's fun to shoot a gun. They're taking that away. Somebody out there took umbrage at that, and he's going to join us in the second hour. Ted Nugent, Uncle Ted, will be with us. He, you know, he has his show on the Outdoor Channel. Ted doesn't like it when the First Amendment gets trod upon, especially when they're trying to stifle the Second Amendment in on the way. So that's all coming up next hour. Next hour. Middle East, of course, is a very hotbed for terrorist training. And I've touched on this before, but here in the United States, we have something called MOA, the Muslims of America. And they run about, I don't know, 35 training camps. Or they run training camps in 35 states, excuse me. Law enforcement describes these compounds as classically structured terrorist cells. Now, their homepage on their website has an image of a large American flag along with a banner advertising one of their offshoot organizations called the United Muslim Christian Forum. There, you can nurture your mutual hatred for Jews. I don't know exactly what that buys you, but you can nurture that if you want to. MOA was founded by El-Sheikh Gilani. Prior to MOA, he founded Jamaat al-Fukra, a Pakistani terror organization. MOA is the American version of ul-Fukra. Gilani is the guy that Daniel Pearl was going to try to interview on the day that he was kidnapped, prior to him becoming a video star by being beheaded on video by a bunch of Muslim cowards. According to the Northeast Intelligence Network, Gilani immigrated from Pakistan around 1980. He settled in Brooklyn, New York, where he began preaching at a mosque frequented by African-American Muslims. That's where he started to recruit for jihad in Afghanistan, often targeting black criminals who converted to Islam in prison, a source of recruits for jihad that continues to this day. Then he took things a step further and set up a terror training compound in a rural area of upstate New York. Now, there's between 22 and 35 of these training compounds out there. MOA has set up shop in Alaska, Arizona, California, Colorado, Georgia, Illinois, Kansas, Massachusetts, Michigan, New York, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Texas, Tennessee, Virginia, Washington, and West Virginia. In other words, they're just about everywhere. And in some states, there's more than one location. New York's Islamburg, located in the town of Hancock, is the largest operation and serves as the headquarters of the MOA. The MOA compound in Colorado was the site of a 1989 seizure by feds of firearms, explosive devices, forged documents, military manuals, and data on potential targets. There is no doubt that this is a terror organization operating here on our soil. Very well documented by the FBI, whose records state that they have the infrastructure, the FBI anyway, to plan and carry out terror attacks here and overseas. And that their leaders urge their members to commit jihad against enemies of Islam, which is everybody that is not Islamic. In addition to the FBI, there are courageous individuals and private organizations on the bleeding edge of investigating and exposing this deadly organization, including the Christian Action Network, with founder and author of Twilight in America, Martin Maurer, leading the way. Two reports by the Christian Action Network reveal their insular communities that thrive on brainwashing, deception, hate, and violence. They train men and women to become jihadists, poised to attack Americans, when Gilani gives the order. They have built up and maintain a stockpile of illegal weapons. They're taught that jihad is their life's purpose and have been indoctrinated to believe Gilani can travel through space and time to spy on them. After recruits are trained there, many of them are sent to Pakistan for more paramilitary training. The compounds are self-contained insular objects altogether, with their own stores and mosques and graveyards, as well as guard posts to intercept me or you if we decide to go in there. We can't go there and take pictures or hang out or have lunch. Living conditions are very poor there. Many locations are near lakes where the jihadists in training shoot weapons across the lake. And they hide behind the Second Amendment when they're confronted about doing it. In addition to learning other means of attack, such as slitting throats and strangulation. They sound just like a fine, fine Kiwanis group, don't they? All members follow Sharia law and consider themselves to be above local, state, and federal authority. Large families and government dependents are encouraged with much of the money sent to Gilani, who is now back in Pakistan, Welfare fraud is rampant as children are urged to commit crimes against non-Muslims and to engage in scams, including welfare fraud and drug-related crimes, with the drug money sent to Gilani, who can travel through time and space. I call that air travel. Discipline in the camps is very ruthless. And, you're either getting punished or intimidated. If members break a rule, they may be tied to a tree and beaten. Women there are routinely raped and children are physically abused. Girls are denied an education such as it is. The FBI wants to avoid looking politically incorrect by targeting them. So right now you have 22 to 35 of these things operating on our soil, completely subversive to the American way of life. And in order to look good in Newsweek or something, we're not doing anything about it because they're Muslim. We have one here in South Carolina. I think it's in York County. I have my own plans or thoughts on that. I have my own ideas of how we should deal with this. Gilani's directive, if you have one in your community, for those of you who may be near one, Gilani's directive that he trains all of his people in these camps to understand is if they go out to do their mission, act like they are the infidel's friend and then kill him. That's tolerance. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. Mm-hmm. Think education has to be boring? Think again. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Ready Supply Foods sells more food for your money than any other company, and we can prove it. We've gathered nutritional facts from our competitors' own websites and divided them by price to show you how much they sell per dollar. In an emergency, calories mean survival. Ready Supply Foods sells 245 calories per dollar, where the others average only 155. That's 58% more for your money. We're the new leader in value and quality. See the comparisons at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
So I found out the other day that at Guns80.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a grill press with an XY table and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours. Don't be afraid. It's easy. Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com now.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, one of the things we're seeing right now, is recently we saw a debate where, or maybe he was speaking somewhere, somebody stood up and told Donald Trump that Barack Obama was a Muslim, yada, yada, yada. A lot of people stood up and said he should have told him, no, he's not a Muslim, which is sort of beside the point. Here's the thing about that. Here's the thing about calling Obama a Muslim. A lot of people think there's nothing wrong with being a Muslim. And Obama gets a little upset about being called a Muslim. He gets out there and insists he's a Christian. You know, I used to go to a church just like Jeremiah writes. I used to call for all kinds of stuff there. He says, not a Muslim. Okay, that's fine. But if there's nothing wrong with being a Muslim, what's the problem with being called a Muslim? There was once a civilization that was the greatest in the world. Its architects designed buildings that defied gravity. Mathematicians created the algebra and the algorithms that would enable the buildings of computers and the creation of encryption. Its doctors examined the human body and found new cures for disease. Its astronomers looked into the heavens, named the stars, and paved the way for space travel and exploration. Writers created thousands of stories of courage and romance and magic. Poets wrote about love when others before them were too steeped in fear to think of such things. Why wouldn't Obama be flattered to be included in something like that if that's what it is? If this is the religion of inventors and philosophers and romance, he doesn't act like it. Obama's fear is not about being called a Muslim. It's not that at all. He doesn't want to be looked at as overly sympathetic to Muslims, which is hilarious. One of the reasons that so many people think he is Muslim is because he's so, you know, empathetic, sympathetic. His words and actions support Muslims, especially the radical kind. This ridiculous deal that he's put with Iran, you know, the fig leaf that he laid on top of the pile that's underneath the fig leaf is, you know, the development of nuclear weapons and ICBMs and support for terrorism. While getting all the sanctions lifted on our side, wow, such negotiation skills. He's not said a word about the slaughter of Christians in the Middle East while constantly talking about the plight of Muslims. Most of the Muslims that suffer are at the hands of other Muslims. He's invited officials from the radical Islamic terrorist conspiring group CARE to the White House. Every time there's a Palestinian-Israeli issue, he consistently sides with Palestine, despite their repeated wars against Israel. There was a little Muslim boy the other day that created what looked like a bomb, when he says it was a clock, and he's been invited to the White House. Kate Steinle's parents haven't even gotten a phone call. In his speech about ISIS, he placed the blame for the ISIS murders on Christian crusaders. And now, on top of all of this, he's decided to import hundreds of thousands of Muslims into America. You know, it was 10,000. Now they want to cap it at 100,000. And EIEIO. Now, I don't know how provable it is what Barack Obama is in his private moments. But what is relevant, what is obvious, is that he is more sympathetic to radical Islam than he is to the national security interests of the United States. That's why he's afraid of when people call him a Muslim. Right now, except for a few, you know, the other day, Ben Carson got out there and said, I don't think we should have a Muslim president. Nobody wants to touch this. Nobody wants to talk about this. They don't want to be shouted at. by whom I don't know. And all of the people who are so sympathetic with the Muslims that aren't Muslim, the New York Times and all of the Democrats and, I mean, all of these people, do you guys understand that you still end up beheaded? Do you get that, infidels? You are all infidels just like me. It is really not one of these cases where the friend of, or the enemy of my enemy is my friend for you in this. Obama, well, Trump came out the other day and said that Obama is waging a war against Christianity, and that's not that hard to believe. When you got Christians who are being fined or jailed because they won't make a cake, when you have employers that are fined for not paying for an abortion, you know, that's where you look at this and you say, Trump's saying the truth on these matters. He doesn't get it right every time. To be sure, he does not get that right every time, but he is getting a lot of stuff right. And some of the stuff matters, so. But, you know, that's the question I've got for anybody out there. If there's nothing wrong with being a Muslim, liberals, why do you get all up in arms if I call your president a Muslim? I've seen him, you know, seen him all decked out like a Muslim taking place. He knows some of the prayers. He speaks the language, or he seems to. He might be a quick study. I don't know. He gets out there and he had Bo Bergdahl's daddy in there, who's a Muslim, saying a Muslim prayer in the Rose Garden after he traded five terrorists for a deserter whom he labeled a hero. So, you know, I get it, okay. Guess what, liberals, and guess what, all of the everybody out there that wanted to vote for Hope and Change, congratulations. You got it. You now live in an anti-Christian nation, and we're inviting the terrorists to come to lunch. And we're not only inviting them, we're going to pay their way. Lunch is on me, travel is on me, until you cut my head off. All thanks to Hope and Change. When we get back, gun control does not do anything to reduce a suicide. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Ready Supply Foods sells more food for your money than any other company, and we can prove it. We've gathered nutritional facts from our competitors' own websites and divided them by price to show you how much they sell per dollar. In an emergency, calories mean survival. Ready Supply Foods sells 245 calories per dollar, where the others average only 155. That's 58% more for your money. We're the new leader in value and quality. See the comparisons at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Bloomberg was out there the other day looking, trying to figure out where to swipe his big debit card to maybe get a little more bang for the buck for his gun control efforts. So they decided to promote gun control as a solution to suicide. Now, from their perspective, it makes that sort of a, you know, makes sense to give that a try, because firearm murder and the firearm accident death rate are already at historic lows. And the American people are increasingly saying that firearms help protect people from crime. And each one of their anti-gun attempts to, promote gun control and an knee-jerk reaction to a high-profile crime motivates Americans to buy more guns, which is exactly, you know, the opposite of what they're looking for. So, coming from the Bloomberg's Center for Gun Policy at Johns Hopkins University, there's a new study, which I put in big quotation, a new study. And if you juggle the numbers a certain way, suicide rates might hinge on whether a state requires a permit to purchase a handgun, while the Brady campaign tries to link suicide rates to gun availability in general. However, here's the problem with these things. The CDC, which, you know, there's no coordination amongst the gun grabbers with the CDC. I can tell that right now. CDC put out a study themselves looking at years 1981 through 2013, which was a period in which Americans acquired an additional 195 million firearms, and found that the suicide rate, the number of suicides per 100,000 population, decreased by 5%, while the non-firearm suicide rate increased by 27%. How's that happening, gun grabbers? How does that work in your very ordered world? I don't know. I don't know how that works. Now, on top of that, CNN came out with a poll. And this is really bad when CNN is tearing you up this way. That's really, 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 really bad. Candidates for the Democratic presidential nomination, Hillary Clinton and Martin O'Malley, have spent significant effort in recent months trying to outdo one another on gun control by boasting just how much they intend to trample your Second Amendment right once they become your presidente. But we talked about this last week. CNN, the ORC International poll, their campaign staffers need to take a look at this, as it makes clear a majority of Americans staunchly support their right to keep and bear arms. Now, the reason this is important is they haven't had a debate yet on the Democratic side. Right now, they're arguing about how many debates they should have, but they haven't had one yet. So I'm waiting to see what, you know, you can't get out there and just be that disconnected and show it. Ask Hillary how that works for you. O'Malley's out there, and O'Malley thinks he's running for, you know, he's running to be elected as a deity. If you listen to his gun control program, Hillary Clinton, she thinks that we are extremists and we hold the rest of the country hostage. If you listen to her. And they point out that it's all about mental health. They're saying all of this in the name of preventing people with mental health issues from buying a gun. I don't want people with mental health issues. But you know what? How do I know who they are? How do I know who the truly violent are? They reveal themselves in time, but you never know. How do you know? And how do you temper that with the possibility of taking somebody's rights away? Does the fact of denying somebody, anybody, their civil rights, does that justify gun control? Now, there's a lot of people that would say, Bill, you know, if it saves one life. I've never seen any proof that it has saved any lives, gun control. I've never seen any proof. I've seen people die because of gun control. If you look at any poll that's out there, Gallup, Quinnipiac, now CNN, ORC, and you look at it from 1990 to 2014, it tells a story. And it reveals that support for further restrictions on the sales of firearms has dropped by more than a third and has been dropping steadily, while the desire to keep the laws the same, to make them less strict, has exploded. My question is, how is this possibly even prudent or germane to a presidential campaign? How is this working? We can thank them for being very clear on their anti-gun beliefs, along with their plans to scuttle the Second Amendment. This lets all of the gun owners in the United States know. However, here's the question. How many of you that own guns will vote? That's my biggest question. There are a great many issues out there today that affect the United States. I'll tell you one that I never hear. I don't even hear them asking the Republicans this. We exist in a world today with North Korea, Iran, ISIS, Al-Shabaab, Al-Qaeda. Who else are bad players? We have the southern border with the drug cartels and the, you know, we have MS-13 here in the United States. We have all these things going on, and we're taking the military down. Taking the military down. I don't even, sometimes when I hear the people talking about, well, you know, martial law, Bill, any day then, and they're going to impose martial law, Jade Helm, this, you know, how are they going to do that with, they didn't have enough people to begin with. Having less is going to make it easier? How's that working? But that's beside the point. We're drawing down the military. We're, at the same time where our debt has exploded, we're not looking at any of the unfunded liabilities. Nobody ever asks about the unfunded liabilities. How come there's no Republicans being asked, what are you going to do to balance the budget? Because the answer, the honest answer to balancing the budget and getting the debt down has got to be fiscal pain. There's either going to be a tax increase or there's going to be spending cuts, real spending cuts. Not reductions in projected growth, but real spending cuts. It's got to go the other way. None of them, possibly with the exceptions of Fiorina, Carson, and Trump, have any intentions of ever doing anything about that. They may pay it lip service. But then they'll get out there and say, entitlements. You know, you only have about three items here in these United States that take up 80% of the non-discretionary spending. Three. And all of it has to do with entitlements. And, you know, Obamacare is not working the way it was intended. That was supposed to be one of these things where the kids pay for something even though they didn't need it. But all of this becomes all, you know, none of that matters if they take away the Second Amendment, gun owners. It doesn't matter at all. Bear that in mind. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
All right, welcome back. As we rev up and head towards hour number two, where we're going to be joined by Ted Nugent. Uncle Ted joins us. Welcome back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Of course, we are coming to you from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio and brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. You know, Congress established something called the National Constitution Center. And they have something called the Interactive Constitutional Website, or the Interactive Constitution Website, at constitutioncenter.org. And there you can read opposing viewpoints from top legal scholars about the Constitution and the amendments. I don't really know how that is germane to it, because without a doubt, none of these Nellies would possibly have been... If you take them back to the time of the Revolution, I'd be willing to bet they were part of the 97%. Now, obviously, they have a Second Amendment page where a liberal gets to spill his anti-gun blather and a conservative gets to defend gun rights. But there's a middle-of-the-road article that had one point that kind of upset me here, you see. Now, the point is this. Don't know who wrote it. Don't care. The point, as written, furthermore, 18th century civilians routinely kept at home the very same weapons they would need if called to serve in the militia, while modern soldiers are equipped with weapons that differ significantly from those generally thought appropriate for civilian use. Civilians no longer expect to use their household weapons for militia duty, although they still keep and bear arms to defend against common criminals, as well as for hunting and other forms of recreation. What he's referring to is that you just can't go to the, you know, to Academy Sports and buy an M4. a true M4, a true M16. You can't buy that. And they dismissed the Second Amendment as unnecessary because civilians wouldn't expect to take the guns that are legal for them to own into battle, since the civilian guns aren't as battle-worthy as the M16 and the M4 the government is allowed to have. Do you see what they just did? First of all, whoever wrote this point, if you happen to be listening and getting a good chuckle out of your 15 minutes of anonymous fame, understand this. Semi-automatic rules in combat. Fully automatic squad-level weapons like the M4, the M16. There are moments where a fully automatic weapon comes into play, but that's why you had crew-serve weapons like the M60. That's why they developed the M249, the SAW, which one guy can run around with. A fully automatic weapon that's designed to keep heads down, because that's all a fully automatic weapon is designed to do, is keep heads down and just have a constant stream of pounding ammunition going in a certain spot. For the infantryman who is constantly moving, fully automatic fire is a needless waste of ammunition. Thankfully, you don't understand that. The other thing is this. We all have a lot of... we have bunches and bunches of people trained on things like suppressive fire and stuff like that. And I don't know how they trained for it, but when I was in training for suppression fire, that was semi-automatic too, with my M16. So the truth here is that, first of all, we already own the platform. That the whole military grade rifle premise is based upon. Second of all, we have gunsmiths in these United States gun grabbers. In the event that we had to go that way, I'm pretty sure there's some gunsmith out there that knows how to take a semi-automatic and turn it into a fully automatic one. And then we just got to figure out how to flip the selector switch that way. He may turn some into nothing but fully automatic and only have two positions. But the truth of the matter is this. We would do fine. We would be fine using our personally owned weapons in the service if needed. And actually, we have it a lot better than the military, because when they handed me my first M16, I wasn't the first guy to ever handle that gun. My first M16, I'm almost certain that it got dropped out of some aircraft over Vietnam, and it probably had been through so many training cycles, and I mean, it held up. I mean, these things are durable goods. This is one of the reasons why buying guns is so interesting, because once you buy one, you can pretty much keep it forever if you maintain it fairly well. But the AR-15 that I carry around today, which is primarily the Robar Polymar 15, is mine. And mine alone. The only people that ever touched it before me were the people that built it. And when they were building it, they were calling me saying, "Do you like this? Do you like that?" So I would be fine. I'm actually better off than the Army private who gets handed his first rifle, because the rifle, that's not his first private. And, when you get handed a rifle in the military, who knows what's happened to it? Who knows if the barrel's straight? Who knows if the trigger works right or everything? You don't find that out. You go to the range, you qualify, you do the other things and all that other fun stuff. Who knows? Who knows? But the real fact of the matter is this. Military. The whole idea of the military is, it's actually conceptual. Being in the military means that's what your profession is, temporarily. Some people do make it a career. Some people don't. I didn't. But I was in long enough to pick up all the things that were pertinent. But the gun grabbers, they go to this website where the Constitution is to pull it apart. You know, there's other people that, you know, most of the other constitutions, like, I never hear anybody out there saying we should, you know, we should be able to quarter soldiers in people's homes. I never hear that. Never hear that. They look at what was, and they do not look at what is. A military application of a weapon is largely going to be down to the person wielding the weapon. Now, certainly, with an AR-15, you can't take out a tank. If an M1 is coming at you, there's nothing you can fire from that AR-15, standard civilian version rifle, that's going to take out that tank. It can, however, find somebody that may have that weapon and take him out. That's that whole guerrilla warfare thing, dude. So, I don't understand how, looking at the military, that these gun grabbers think, well, that's our trump card. We'll just send the military after them. Oh, gosh. The military stationed in the United States is very, very dependent upon the civilians that surround them. Very, very dependent. Oh, to be sure, they can get out and cause a bunch of havoc, but they're not going to. They live out there. They're not going to attack their neighborhood. But getting out there, you know, it's never about the people that would actually do it. It's about the guns. It's just about the guns, the inanimate object. That's what we got to go with. That's what's important, Bill. Oh, well, just some musings on my part. Coming up next, we're going to have some musings from somebody that knows how to do it well, and that's going to be Uncle Ted Nugent. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Ready Supply Foods sells more food for your money than any other company, and we can prove it. We've gathered nutritional facts from our competitors' own websites and divided them by price to show you how much they sell per dollar. In an emergency, calories mean survival. Ready Supply Foods sells 245 calories per dollar, where the others average only 155. That's 58% more for your money. We're the new leader in value and quality. See the comparisons at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.